Oh, hey there. I thought I'd be all alone out here. No, I didn't have too much to drink. I've barely had anything at all. I just stepped outside to get away from people for a few minutes. No, not any particular person. I don't have a problem with guys, or girls for that matter, getting a little flirty with me at a party. Good to know. Why is that? Don't tell me. Did you see me coming out here all by myself and decide to follow me and do a little flirting? What's the matter? Did you just get called out? You don't have to be embarrassed about it. You do have quite the reputation, you know. You should just own it. Most women don't mind a guy with an agenda. It's guys that are intentionally deceptive that we don't like. Yes, you're right. We don't really know one another, but that doesn't mean that I'm completely unaware of your existence. This is a party, after all. I have friends here. Presumably, you also have friends here. Some of them are friends with one another. People talk. Do I really have to explain the concept of gossip to you? If so, I'm really going to be let down. I assumed a notorious flirt would have to be somewhat smooth and intelligent. The look on your face. I'm just teasing you. You can relax. So, hit me with your best shot. Fire away. Don't play coy. You know exactly what I mean. You came out here to flirt with me. Don't tell me that you're going to tuck your tail between your legs and go back inside just because I called you out. How do you normally do this? Turn on the charm, sir. Oh, so you like being called, sir. Why is that? Are you one of those dominant guys? Do you also like to be called daddy? That can be hot, you know. But only if the guy is the real deal. It can't be roleplay. That's just silly. Oh, you are very dominant. How cocky. Is this part of your flirting? Do you just show the women how confident you are? Maybe lay down some rules up front and act like you may be interested, but only if they obey. Oh, it's not an act. You're the real deal. And I bet you're really good, aren't you? I'm sure you're very attentive to women's needs and give her just what she deserves. You probably even tell her that it's all about her, even when you're demanding that she does things for you. I bet you ask her for lewd pictures and tell her that she's not allowed to come until you say so. Oh, they like showing off and obeying you. It's all about their pleasure, right? It's not at all because you're a needy little pervert. Look at how annoyed you're getting. I must have really hit the nail on the head. Oh, I'm completely wrong. Then why does it bother you so much? If someone said something about me that was completely untrue, I'd shrug and laugh it off. That's not what you're doing. You're getting fidgety because you've been called out. Oh, you just don't like false accusations? Is that how dominant men usually react? It seems like an alpha wouldn't care. Maybe you're just a beta boy. Go ahead, beta boy. Go back inside. You're obviously all talk. Oh, I'm lucky that you don't put me in my place. Well, what's stopping you? Do it! Put me in my place. Show me what a big, strong daddy you can be. Maybe I need spanking. Or maybe you should just pin me against the wall. Perhaps I need to be kissed, and kissed often. Maybe someone who knows how to do it. Do you know how to do it? Oh, you do? You do, huh? Well, then maybe you should show me. Because I'm very skeptical. Oh, I shouldn't be skeptical. Why not? You're nothing but talk. You're not dominant. It's all a fantasy to you. It's all a game. You promise it's not? But aren't you married? What's that got to do with it? Oh, it has everything to do with it. You're not in an open marriage, right? I don't think so. So you're just a liar. If you were a dominant man, you wouldn't be so fucking needy. Of course you are needy. That's why you're always chasing women, instead of putting your wife in her place, because you can't. You're not an alpha at all. You're just a naughty boy, needy boy. You don't get so defensive. That's a definite sign of a naughty boy. Men don't get defensive. Oh, and now you're pouting. What pathetic naughty boy. It's cute though. You know, you're not a bad-looking guy. You're actually rather attractive. You look flustered. Why is that? You're so used to pretending to be in charge. I bet you don't get compliments, just a praise from confused little girls. You probably don't get much attention from grown women, which makes sense. Most of us don't want to waste our time with naughty boys. And you are a naughty boy, aren't you? Stop protesting. Just admit it. And maybe I'll reward you. Maybe I'll even get down on my knees to reward you. No, not to submit. We've already established that you can't make a woman submit. But maybe I know just what you need. And may decide to give it to you. You'd like that, wouldn't you, naughty boy? Stop protesting. Stop talking back. Just show me that you can be a good boy. Can you do that? I promise you'll like what happens. That's it. Nod your head like a good boy. I bet the wife doesn't get on her knees and tell you that you're a good boy, does she? This is what you need, isn't it? You've been a really naughty boy. Pretending to be a dominant, not being faithful to your wife. No, don't play coy. I'm on to you. The only question is, how do I deal with such a naughty boy? Are you up for that? I can just go back inside to the party if you prefer. Oh, you'd like me to stay out here with you? On my knees? Where anyone might catch us? Well then, if I'm going to stay here on my knees, then I don't want to be the only one feeling exposed. I want to see it. You know what I want to see? I want to see what's causing this bulge in your pants. Damn. Look at that. You have a beautiful cock. It's not the biggest, but it's sexy as fuck. It's so stiff already. I don't even have to unbutton my blouse. What's that? You do want me to unbutton my blouse? I didn't hear you say please, did I? Do you want to see my bra? My lacy red whore bra that I wore to this party because I was hoping to show it to some naughty boy. Let me hear you say please. Are you whispering? Are you scared that somebody inside is going to hear you? Say please. Louder. That's a good boy. You've earned this. Look at that beautiful cock. I love how hard you are. Like you haven't been touched in months. Don't be embarrassed. Just focus your eyes right here. While I slowly unbutton my blouse. You like what you see, don't you? Me, on my knees, undressing for you? You're such a naughty boy. It won't be good if you get caught. Don't be nervous. I don't want that cock to go soft. Maybe I should touch you now. You don't mind, do you? You don't have to do a thing. I'll do everything. Just stand there like a good boy. I'm just going to kiss this beautiful dick. You are so fucking hard. Do you think you can get any harder? No. Not even if I pull my bra down. Do you want that? Don't just nod. You know what I need to hear? Say please. Say, please take your titties out, even though we might get caught. Louder. That's a good boy. I like it when you beg. And now you get your reward. I'll just pull down the left cup, and now the right. Look at that. I think you did just get a little bit harder. Do you like what you see, naughty boy? Do you like me on my knees with my silky little blouse open and my tits out for the whole world to see? I know you do. Such a good boy to tell me. Now get over closer so I can drain that cock. I'm just going to taste it a little. And now I'm going to wrap my lips around it. You're such a naughty boy. You're married, and now you've got your dick in my mouth. You like me sucking this beautiful cock? I can tell you like it. I want every inch of this beautiful dick. Would you like that? I want to deep throat it. You don't have to do a thing. Just enjoy it. Let me do all the work. You can just watch me on my knees, looking up at you with my tits out and your cock in my mouth. Just enjoy how it feels. You love it. I know just what you need, good boy. And you need to come. I want you to come for me. I want you to come in my pretty mouth. Come for me like a good boy. You're so close. I've got your cock dripping wet, baby. I want you to stroke it. Stroke it like a good boy for me. Aim for my mouth. Come in my mouth. Come in my mouth like a good boy. Stroke it. Stroke it until you blow your load in my mouth. I want it. I want every drop. Explode in my mouth. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Fuck. Yes, right in my mouth. And all over my face. Such a dirty boy. And it's dripping on my tits. You made such a mess. That's okay. You're still a good boy. I can just wipe that up in my fingertips and suck them clean. Delicious. I enjoy that. I think we are going to have to work on your aim, though. No, not tonight. You've had enough practice for tonight. Maybe you'll dream about next time when you're sleeping next to your frigid wife. You have to be a good boy, though. And stop pretending you're an alpha. You have to earn your reward. Can you do that? I know you can. I look forward to finding out. Maybe you can be a good boy every week. And I can think of new ways to reward you. Does that sound like something you can agree on? I'm glad you're agreeing.